says Rabbi Yosim, Rabbi Yosim says though, Echod v'yesum yom. He also knows even a later shiur. If the tkuf of Tishrei, like first falls out, if first falls out later than the 21st day of Tishrei, then we have to make an extra month to the year. So Rashi explains, Rabbi Yosim yom Echod osi yom. In Sarach Lahashtim, we have to add on Chof Aleph Yom Mechodesh Tishrei of Chodesh Tishrei Al Tkufas Tamas. In other words, before Tkufas Tishrei is Tkufas Tamas. So if the Tkufa, these are the Mazalos and the Shemayim, if it's going to extend until if the Tkufa of Tamas will extend into Tishrei, into Chof Aleph Yom, so it comes out that the Tkufa of Tishrei will first come out on Yom Chav Beis. So that will be like after the Chol HaMoed Shel Sukkos. So therefore, Mavrin, therefore he says you have to make the Bezdin has to think this over before the last year, and to know this is what could come out this year, that's a reason to make an extra month in the year. On Masif and Chodesh Echad, they put an extra month into the year, therefore, B'derech HaNesumadis, they should talk to them Tkufas Tishrei L'chag. That the best we always want is that Tkufas Tishrei should come out before Chag HaSukkos. Our Moshe Tkufas Tishrei Nefes B'chof Aleph, but let's say it's according to Reb Yosi, is that Tkufa would come out B'yom Chof Aleph, Tehayno Yom Echod B'tei Chol HaMoed, there'll be at least one day still of Chol HaShemoed HaSukkos, then Ein Marvin. Sasta Machlekes, if we need all the days of Yom Tov, of Chol HaMoed to be in the Tkufas Tishrei, or it's enough as long as you have one day of the Tkufas Tishrei in Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, U'shneihem mikro echad darshu. Both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda both dash in the same pasuk. It says in the pasuk Chag HaOsef, that goes on the Chag HaSukkos, Tkufas Hashana. That's be by the Tkufas of the year. That's Sukkos. Now, usually, the Tkufas of Tishrei starts by Chag HaSukkos. So, Masovar Kulei Chag Binan B'Tkufa Chadasha. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda holds. That the whole Yom Tov has to be during the Tkufa of Tishrei. So, Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Kulei Chag Binan Kleima. Kol Chol HaShemoed, the whole Chol of Moed HaSukkos has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. It has to be in the new Tkufa. Hilkach, therefore, Kishet Tkufas Tamis Chaseh Rashi Shosam, if it's missing 16 days, Hare Yom Echad Michol HaShemoed Nimshach L'Toichoy. Like if 16 days of Tishrei are still in the Tkufa of Tamis, so when you start the Tkufa of Tishrei, it's going to be in the second day of Chol HaMoed. So one day of Chol HaMoed is going to be missing from the Tkufa of Tishrei. So that the Yud Hold is no good. So that's the reason why we should make an extra month to the year, that the Tkufa should come much earlier. So Masava Kulei Chag Bin, that's the Yud Shita. The whole Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa of Tishrei. Well, Masav Rabbi Yosi holds Miksas Chag Binan B'Tkufa Chadosha. It's enough just to have a little bit. Miksas Chag is enough to be in the Tkufa Chadosh in Tishrei. So therefore, if you don't have, if it's not missing 21 days, in other words, that there'll still be one day of Chol HaMoed, the last day of Chol HaMoed will come out on Tkufas Tishrei, then it's okay, you do not have to make an extra month into the year. So Mar explains now, my kosavri, what do they hold? I kosavri yom tkufa. Goimrim, if yod yom tkufa, the day of the tkufa, is the end of the last tkufa still, if so, balav hochi nami loy, then even without missing 16 days, still there should be a problem. So Rashi explains like this. Like, what do we have to say according to Yehuda, that it's missing 16 days of Tishrei in the old Tkufa? If you tell me now when the new Tkufa starts, let's say here it's missing 16 days, so it first starts on the 17th day, if you tell me when the Tkufa starts, that's like the last day of the last Tkufa, so even if Tishrei is only missing 15 days, if only 15 days of Tishrei have to go into the Tkufa of Tamas, and the Tkufa of Tishrei starts on the 16th, which is the first day Chol HaMoed. But still, since you're telling me the first day of the Tkufa goes after the last Tkufa, so it's not considered that the Tkufa Tishrei starts until the second day of Chol HaMoed. So even if we're only missing 15 days, this should also be a problem. And they said, according to Rabbi Yossi, you shouldn't have to have 21 days. It should be a problem even if you only have 20 days. Kasakamos Kasha. E kasavayem tkufa geimer. That's the day, the beginning of tkufa. That's like the last day of the last tkufa. Balav hochinami loy. Even less than 16, 15, or less than 21, 20. And leman diyoma. Explains leman diyoma kule chag iko. According to both shittas, you don't have them. If you're like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have the whole Chol HaMoed involved. Or you're like Rabbi Yossi, it's not just have a mixas Chol HaMoed. But if you're like we just said, the Yom Tkufa, that finishes off the last Kufa, so again, you don't have it. So where it says, Elo Kasava, rather they hold Yom Tkufa Maskil. That the day of the Tkufa, that's the beginning of the new Tkufa of Tishrei. And Rashi says, who rishon liyamei tkufa habo hilkach nefel Rabbi Yehuda im tipo b'shishosa shu rishon l'chol ha-shamayid ikka kul echag. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the tkufa falls out on the 16th day, then it would be okay, because that's the first day of Chol HaMoed, and that's the first day of the new tkufa. So then the whole Chol HaMoed would be in the new tkufa, that would be okay, you would not have to make an extra chodesh. Therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that if the old Kufa of Tammuz goes into 16 days of Tishrei, then it's a problem. You're not even be missing at least one day of Chol HaMoed in the new Kufa. That's a reason to make an extra month in the year. So therefore, they both have to hold, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi has to hold, that Yom Tkufa, the day the new Kufa starts, that's Maskel, that's the beginning of the new Kufa. Now the Mor says, Meisra, have a kasha. It says, Yom Tkufa Goyma. The day of the Tkufa, that's considered the last day of the last Tkufa. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So who you see according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Tkufa is the end of the last Tkufa. So it's again, it's a kasha. Why 16 days, even 15 days should not be good? Rabbi Yehuda, Yoyme, no, Yom Tkufa Maskil. So there's one kasha, it's a Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Yoytanya, secondly we learned, the Yoytanya, that the only time we make an extra month into the year, only if the tkuf is going to be missing, most of the month. In other words, the old tkufa will still go into rova this month. So I don't mean we're talking about Tishrei. The kama ruba shachodesh, how much is called rova, the majority of the chodesh. Shishasa yom, 16 days. Rabbi Yudis, that's the Tanakama, 16 days. That's like Rabbi Yudis said before. But the Gashi, here it says, Rabbi Yudu Oyma, Shtei Yodos Vachodesh, like two hands of the month. The Kama, Chur means two-thirds like. The Kama, Shtei Yodos Vachodesh, what's called two parts of the month. Esrim yom, 20 days. That's called two parts of the month, like two-thirds. It's 20 days. So again, it's a theory in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, Mechashven Shishasa Lefnei HaPesach, that we count 16 days before Pesach. Mavrin, then you have to make an extra month of the year. So the deep explains, what does this mean, 16 days Lefnei Pesach? That means, let's say, the Tkufa of Teves goes into Nisan. It goes 16 days into Nisan. So that's a reason to make an extra month to the year, that the Tkuf of Teves should finish before Pesach. So Rabbi Yossi says, Oyma mechashvin shishos ayoyim lefnei ha-Pesach mavrin. And then the Gemara says, shishos lefnei ha-chag. Let's say l'chur, this means that the Tkuf of Tammuz goes into Tishrei 16 days, ein mavrin, that's not a reason to make an extra month into the year. So Rabbi Yossi makes a difference between Pesach and between Sukkot. Rabbi Shimon says, af shishos lefnei achag mavrin. Even if, like the Chag of Sukkot goes in 16 days, let's say, like we're saying now, that 16 days of Tishrei is still part of the Tkufa of Tammuz, so that's the reason to make an extra month in the year. So it's Machlokes from Shimon and Rabbi Yosi. Acherim Maimrim, other Shita say, Acherim Maimrim, Miyutai. No, only if a Miyut, if a Miyut of the month of Tam of Nisan or of Tishrei goes into the last Tkufa. The Kama Miyutai, what's called the Miyut, what's called a minority of the month, the Kama Miyutai, Arbosayim, 14 days. If the Tkufa of Tammuz goes 14 days into Tishrei, that's no good. That already is enough of a reason to make an extra month in for the year. Now the Gemara says, Omama, what we just said before, we have Yehuda right there, Shnei Yodos Bachodesh Eschem Yoyim. Yehuda says, how many days does the Tkufa of Tammuz go to Tishrei? 20 days. This is the theory before, but Yossi says 16. Maybe says 20. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer Mechashvin Shishosi Yom Lefnei HaPesach. He holds you make the Cheshbin 16 days of Pesach and in Nisan. Mavrin, that's also a reason to make an extra month in the year. So Gemara says, Hainu Rabbi Yehuda, the Chura, that's the same sheet of Yehuda as what we said before. That's the same sheet as our Rabbi Yehuda over here. That's 16 days. So the Gemara answer is true. They're both saying the same thing, but here the difference is, for instance, Yom Tkufa Goymer, the Yom Tkufa Maschli Gibanayim, that's the difference. Like we had before, one holds the day that Tkufa is called the end of the last Tkufa, and one says, no, that's the beginning of the new Tkufa. Now, Omama, what we just said before, Shisha also Lefnei HaChag, if there are 16 days into Sukkot, so then, ain marfin. For that, you do not have to make an extra month for the year. For the more elder Rabbi Yosi, she saw shalufnei achag hu deloy. Only because there are 16 days, that's why you do not have to. Ho shivso v'timnuso marfin. But if chodesh Tishrei is missing 17 or 18 days of the tufa tamas goes into Tishrei, then you would have to make an extra month. In other words, that he holds the whole Chol HaMoed has to be in the new Tkufa, has to be in Tkufas Tammuz. It's not enough just part of the Chol HaMoed, but you have to have the whole Chol HaMoed. I list you a stira. The Omer, he said before, that she shows Rafnei HaPesachin, that if you're missing 16 days into Nisan, if the Tkufas of Tevis goes into 16 days of Nisan, then there's a problem. But Botzir Loi, less than that is no problem. And like this, the Cheshbon comes out, the Rashi explains, she shosa lefnei ha-Pesach. So, according to this, it comes out that Rashi explains, for instance, kufas lefnei Pesach, dainot kufas tevis, chasei rashi shosa benisin, but Kufa Nefelis B'Shiva, so first come on the 17th day of Nisan, and then Marvin is Hashanah, that's the reason to make an extra month of the year. So Rashi explains why. Because when you start counting from the 17th day of Nisan, if that's going to be the beginning of Tkufas Nisan, then count now 91 days. L'shel Tammuz, Harayim, Kolim, Mephafal, Tishrei, they're going to end off on the 21st day of Tishrei, or Tkufa first fall out on Chav Beis, so it's going to come out that there won't be any part of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot in the Tkufa of Tishrei. So that's the Chzorim. Mashma, because nothing of Chol HaMoed will fall out in the Tkufa of Tammuz, of Tishrei. But from there, look, it's Mashma, at least if one day would fall out in the Cheshbon, then it would be good. And here we're saying, no, here we're saying if 16 days goes into Tishrei, then it's Mavrin, even though you'll have a few days of Chol HaMoed. So it's a stira. What does he hold? Does he hold you have to have all the days of Chol HaMoed? Or is it enough just to have some of the days of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot in the Tkufa of Tishrei? Sumer says, no, I'll tell you, That's the Bukhash Arbom Shishos of Pesach in Botzalus. Mor says Loi. E D V D A Marvin. I'll tell you, in both cases, Tak is true. You're not Marvin the Shana. Because even though there are 16 days before the in the Chag, that's not a reason to be Marvin the Shana. Because according to him, it's enough as long as you have one day of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot in the Tkuf of Tishrei. The Yag is the Tony Reisha. Shishos Lefnei Pesach. Since it's said in the first case, they have 16 days are missing in Tkufas of Teves that goes into Nisan. And there, if it comes out that 16 days will be that the Tkufas Nisan first start in the 70th day, then it's going to come out that the Tkufa of Tishrei will come out after Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Tanya Nami says of Erosa, Shishos Lefnei Chag. That's why he said this lesson of 16 days before Chag. Really here it's Lavdavka in Tishrei, as long as the new Tkuf of Tishrei starts like before Chaf Aleph, that there'll be at least the last day of Chol HaMoed in the Tkuf of Tishrei, that's enough. Now the Gemara says, Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon says, Av Shishos Lefnei HaChag Mavrin, even if the Tkufa comes on the 16th day, that's also reason to Mavr to make the year an extra month. In other words, he holds that the whole Chol HaMoed has to be in Tkufas Tishrei. For the Gemara, Haino Tanakam, that's the same sheet as the Tanakama. They both say the same thing, that all the days of Chol HaMoed has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. Samara says, no, I'll tell you, Iku Benar, there's a difference, like we had before. You could always answer that Yom Tkufa